August 8th, Saturday. Even though you're tired, how can you give worship all day? Do you feel tired from just sitting? If you breathe deeply as you pray, your health will be restored. On the Lord's Day, if you, the remnant, receive the word as you pray and do deep breathing, your brain will become tremendous. In fact, just by closing your eyes, healing will arise. Only gospel contains all of God's blessings. Only gospel can completely destroy Satan's authority. People who don't know this fact will ask why they need to attend church. However, because you know this blessing, the time of giving worship at church in itself is an amazing answer. One heart, whole heart, and continuation. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. If your body is tired and your heart becomes anxious, your soul becomes desolate. However, if you set a time in the morning or evening and comfortably pray while doing deep breathing, you will gain power. The greatest blessing among blessings given to God's children is prayer. When you pray, you get to calmly enjoy one heart, whole heart, and continuation. Then what are one heart, whole heart, and continuation? Number one, one heart. One heart is the life of a person who has discovered and seen Christ. The members of the early church held on to the covenant of Christ, God's kingdom, and only Holy Spirit. They gathered and solely devoted themselves to prayer. At that time, they enjoyed the answer of the field, the church, and being individually healed. Number two, whole heart. Whole heart is the life of a person who has discovered the value of staking his or her life and actually staking it. In other words, he or she is rooted in the Word. The members of the early church received the apostles' teachings wholeheartedly. At that time, the idol culture changed into the gospel culture, and the works of changing the field, the church, and the age took place. Continuation is the life of a person who breaks down the forces of darkness and discovers and prepares the blessing of saving the future as the one who will remain. The workers of Romans 16 receive the answer of resolving the age of colonization, blocking the disasters of Satan, and stopping the culture of wars. Dear God, may I become a witness who has one heart for the gospel, whole heart for the word, and continuation for evangelism. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ.